Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can follow us on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on Twitter and RobParkerFSR on the gram. We got Bernie Fratto. Friend of Rob Parker's, been on the show before, filled in for me before. He is stepping in for Lamar Mitchell, who is on a vacation, a much-needed, much-deserved
celebrated
vacation.
His birthday. It was his birthday, yes.
Yes, yes. So Bernie Fratto will get us ready at the bottom of the hour to for this weekend's games as we talk to him about the point spreads and so on and so forth. Then, of course, the NFL pigskin pickoff to wrap up a football Friday. And speaking of football, Rob, let's start with basketball. Let's start with the news that is not really news yet. And that is the Phoenix Suns owner, Robert Sarver. There is allegedly, reportedly, a big story, an expose coming out about Sarver by ESPN that is alleging racism, sexism, and sexual harassment on his part and also just throughout the organization. The Phoenix Suns took the unusual step, and Sarver himself took the unusual step, to come out and deny it before the story has even appeared. Now, you can say from the tweets and the reports that are out there that is how Phoenix knows this thing is going to be serious. But, Rob, you think this is not a good sign that the Suns have been so proactive despite there not even being a story that's posted yet?
Yeah, I just think that it's unusual. Usually, Chris, you know, let's see what they got. Like, I don't think that they know exactly. I hear what they're saying the story is. Do you know what all the details are? Unless you know what all the details are, and usually you don't, it's like, hey, we want to interview you and we want to talk to you about certain things, right? We want to do an interview. I don't think that they gave them all the questions and everything and said, well, here's what everything we want to ask you about. Probably like there's some allegations about some things that we would like to get clarified and cleared up and give your comment on these things. Can we do that interview? So I don't know how much they really know. Maybe they know more. But the bottom line is that for them to get out in front of this and already deny a story that hasn't been published is unique. That's usually not the way it's done.
Yeah, you're right about that point. All we can wait and see what comes of it. See what the story is, and then we'll have to judge for ourselves. So it'll be interesting. But, Rob, it is interesting that this story is coming out right on the heels of what we just saw happen in the NFL. And that was that in emails related to an investigation of the Washington football team, John Gruden, of course, the head coach, former head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, lost his job. Or
and he had
resigned under duress, let's call it that, because of racist emails, insults to homosexuals,
women
was sending. Yeah, misogynistic was also robbed. You know, the people swept this under the rug. Just, you know, was sending pictures that were lewd,
right,
of women and things like that. So it's interesting, Rob, that this has come out on the heels of all of what went down with John Gruden.
It is, and you just wonder if more is going to come out, Chris, and the whole notion of those emails, 650,000 emails, and now it looks like, right, the U.S. government's going to get involved. I think that's the part that if you're the NFL, you have to worry about, because if they decide that you got to turn these things over to whichever committee it is, I don't have the story in front of me, that they're interested, though, Chris, already. That's the and it's funny. I was talking to somebody in the league, in the NBA, not in the NFL. And the first response after the whole John Gruden thing came out, you know what they said to me? Somebody else who's in the business as well said to them, this scandal could be bigger than the steroid scandal in baseball if these emails are all released. That's what, and I, at first, this is before, this was like, what? You know, I was like, no way is that going to be bigger. And then we saw the Schefter stuff, right, come out, Chris. You think that's all that's in there? No. Got to be more. And maybe there are other people, especially when you talk about the emails during Black Lives Matter, players kneeling. You don't know what kind of language and conversations were going on or anything. More Michael Sam stuff. There could be a lot more, Chris, that could be in those emails. And if the NFL is forced by the government to turn those over, it could open up a Pandora's box.
Well, there's no doubt about that. We all remember Congress getting involved in the steroid situation with baseball. I mean, it was so crazy that Sammy Sosa literally forgot how to speak English.
Right. Chris, you're spot on that. When they were called in, right, on the whole topic, you would say, well, what do they care about baseball and players using juice or whatever? If it catches their eye and they say they want to have a hearing, a Senate hearing or something on this, they want to know more information.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But no, Rob, look, this could be big. We know that the owners, just overall, just in general, have stuff to hide, right? Because when Colin Kaepernick was suing for collusion, what'd they do? They settled.
They didn't want them to see
anything.
Because
they didn't want the emails out there. Now, it's certainly possible that it wasn't because of they colluded, but it's because there's all types of madness going on in those emails, right? Like totally unrelated to Kaepernick. Nobody wants their emails out there like that.
Nope.
Especially billionaires who, Chris, in a lot of cases, Rob, feel like they can do whatever the heck they want.
That's right. And when you have discovery, it was like the Tom Brady thing. When Tom Brady would spy me. And he destroyed his phone. He don't want them looking through his stuff. Like, we're trying to figure out, did you have contact with the ball boys? Did you instruct them, right? We want to look through these text messages. Tom Brady's phone was destroyed. Well, don't have it. That's why he got suspended, then, Chris.
Right. Before that, Spygate. The NFL destroyed the evidence. Yep. So, Rob, there is stuff to hide. There's no doubt about it. It might not be related to, you know, the Washington alleged misconduct, right? The investigation. I mean, it might be. But it could. Who knows what it could be? The Schefter stuff, right? That just came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
And so, yeah, it is definitely possible. And here's the thing, Rob. And the person you talked to in the NBA said it could be bigger than the steroid scandal, which was huge, right? I mean, you got some of the best players ever. I still say to this day, I've never in my life seen anything in baseball like Barry Bonds.
Right. Most people will say that.
Those
Most
years
say,
where we presume he was on the juice, right? There's obviously all types of circumstantial evidence. But, Rob, never. I've never in the sport of baseball, you keep saying it all the time, and you're right. You only succeed 30% of the time, and you're right. Great. You're a Hall of Famer. Every time Bonds stepped up to the plate, Rob, I expected a home run. Have you ever been that way with a player?
No. No, it was amazing to watch. And if you remember, Chris, I think you said, were you covering some of that for the New York Times or no?
Not Bonds. I covered McGuire and Sosa's chase.
But chase, the Bonds, yeah. I remember. Yeah, and that chase we were talking about, Chris, you remember. Remember they were cutting in on every at-bat. Remember on ESPN?
Oh, yeah.
Every at-bat. Yep. It was must-see.
It was great.
TV, must-see.
So those are some of the greatest moments in recent baseball history and greatest moments ever. And all of those guys were caught up in this scandal. So it was big. When you say it's going to be bigger or potentially bigger.
That's what somebody said to an NBA guy that I know. And I was like, really? At first I discounted it. And then I thought about it, you know, with stuff coming out. And you just never know what's in there. And Gruden showed you that people are reckless, Chris, and didn't even think to even hide that stuff or have your own personal Gmail account, which would not have been included in the stuff that Bruce Allen got at work.
Right, right. Well, Rob, here's where it could be bigger than the steroid scandal in baseball. If there is blatant racism in those emails, just blatant racism, just total indifference or worse to the whole Black Lives Matter thing. Like, why in the world do we got to do this mess? This is ridiculous.
Yep.
What, you know, and worse than that, because it's 70% black in the NFL as far as players. That's where, Rob, this could really be ugly. And the players you and I have talked about, we'd love to see them stand up more. But if you find emails that are completely disparaging, and we may not. I'm just saying, if.
Right. There's a big if.
That's where this thing could really be.
Right, right.
Right. And I even think players would step up if stuff like that was coming out. So who knows? We'll see. But, yeah, it potentially, Rob, it could be really bad. So we got to leave the opportunity for that. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It is your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. When it's all said and done, will the fallout from this Washington football investigation be bigger than the steroid scandal in baseball? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
A hip to the hip, hip hopper, you don't stop. The rocket to the bang, bang, boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogity beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat.
And your rapping tastes like wood or chicken. Like, it tastes like wood.
Chicken tastes like wood. All right, it's the Odd Couple Funky Flashback Friday. We're having a little fun live in the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, there's one place to go. It's called AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone. AutoZone is your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Rob, talked to someone in the NBA that thinks these Washington football emails could become a huge scandal. What say you?
Yep, let's start with Tony in New Jersey. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tony?
What up, fellas?
How are you?
What's up?
You jokers started off right back where you left off last year. You just talk about L.A. Lakers and Brooklyn Nets, KD and LeBron, week after week after week after week after week. It's a broken record, man.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
Is that it?
877-99.
Have we talked about KD and LeBron today?
Nope. Not at all.
Even though both are playing today.
No, and not only that, Chris.
Bad call.
Right. Not only that.
Bad call.
Our show.
I don't think we talked about them yesterday either.
Chris, we talk about more stuff than most national shows. Can I say that without bragging? We're all over the place.
Right.
Come on now. Let's just be fair. I don't mind criticism or whatever, but let's be fair. We're not that show, so we disagree with that. Trucker Justin in Illinois, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Trucker Justin? Very nice.
Oh, that's a good one. Very nice. Yes.
So, I couldn't disagree with the caller previous anymore. But anyway, of course, this is going to be huge. This is going to make the steroid scandal look like literally nothing, like a Kardashian moment. Like, you know, when you look at those guys, I was alive, you know, and watching baseball back then. Of course, they were on anabolic steroids.
Right.
They're crushing the balls. This new scandal is going to be crazy, and it's like I told your call taker, I said, this is going to expose the country to really how atrocious very, very wealthy, powerful people are. Look at Jeffrey Epstein. That stuff got swept under the rug.
That's a great point.
Needs to be a national thing.
Justin, you make a great point, and here's the other thing, and why it could be bigger. Because it could topple some of these rich owners, force them to sell. Do you know what I mean? Like, you saw John Gruden had a 10-year, $100 million contract. Ironclad. It didn't stop him from getting shown the door. You're right. And it could be, Chris, coming down on some of these owners.
Well, that would be interesting because we saw what the NBA did with Donald Sterling. Would the NFL do that with some of their owners or one of their owners? Whatever it was, right?
Right.
So, it would be interesting. And look, gosh, he brought up Jeffrey Epstein, Rob. I hope and pray it is nothing like that. And you know, we maybe we're getting way ahead of ourselves.
This is just speculation.
But, yeah, you hope it's nothing like that.
Right. And we don't know. 877-99 on Fox. If you did want to chime in, jump in, there's still a chance. So, Chris, this will really come down to how much the government wants to get involved, don't you think? Like just where
the government. It's interesting how they choose what they want to get involved in. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because there's an argument to be made. Why were they ever even involved in PEDs? You know, in baseball.
I'm not saying
it was good that they were, but you know what I mean? Like really? And this, you know, maybe it's a little bit of a day of reckoning with our country as far as racism and things like that. Is that why maybe they're getting involved? I do think, Rob, you began to see maybe a few days after Gruden resigned, didn't you begin to see, like, this uproar of Gruden was the scapegoat? Gruden's not the only one. They just put Gruden out as a sacrificial lamb. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We know there was much worse than that.
Yeah, and so, I mean, you know, whoever put this stuff out there, you know, you never know. But there's no way that four or five emails came out of 650,000, Chris. 650,000. That's all they found? No. Morgan in Bakersfield, California. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Morgan?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Long time listener, second time caller. I can never get through. I try all the time.
Well,
we appreciate your support, Morgan.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Man, you guys crack me up. It definitely makes. I work for the post office, so it makes my job a lot better.
Thank you,
man.
So, real quick on the emails and stuff. In my opinion, I think it's actually worse than steroids in baseball, and maybe this is a different opinion or a hot take. I don't know. I kind of lean towards, as weird as it sounds, steroids might have actually helped baseball, even though I'm not condoning them. Because, I mean, look at all the records. Look at all the people tuning in to watch McGuire and everyone going back and forth.
No, that's fair.
And all that stuff,
thinking was that they allowed it or turned a blind eye to it because of the strike.
Right.
And they needed to bounce back from it and have some excitement.
People were all in. Like, watching baseball was, no doubt, the home run.
Chicks dig the long ball. Remember that?
Chicks dig the long ball. That was the way that they marketed the game, right.
And then with the emails, it's like the reason I think that they were worse, because even though I'm not saying steroids is right, we're looking at stuff that has to do with race and, you know, the slurs and all this other stuff. And to me, at the end of the day, that's like one of the worst things you could do to a person. So,
no doubt. There's no doubt. And Rob and I have talked about this. And Rob, one day, maybe when it's a slow news day or something, we'll get back. Remember we talked about maybe doing something like, why is it that in baseball, track and field, and cycling, PEDs is like the absolute worst thing you could do?
Right.
But in football.
In the NFL, it's like five or six guys every year, Chris, get caught, and it's no big deal. They come back, like, okay.
Yep. And so that's interesting, but
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And every football Friday, you know what we do. We get you ready for the weekend by talking to our man, Lamar Mitchell, the race and sports book director over at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. But he is on vacation, and so we are bringing in our man, Bernie Fratto, host of Straight Out of Vegas on Saturday nights right here on Fox Sports Radio. Bernie, what up?
Things. Ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? Anybody that rocks a Sugar Hill Gang is all right by me. I'm still tapping my foot.
There you go.
That's a heck of a way to join the show, man. We love it.
But by the way, guys, you know, week 7 is actually very distinctive for a couple of reasons, because we now have teams coming out of bye weeks, and 6 teams are heading into bye weeks, and there are actually a couple of betting trends for both situations. Plus, week 6 last week was an absolute bloodbath for the sports books here in Las Vegas last week, and so we'll see what happens this week.
Now, why? Tell us about that. Like, I mean, obviously there were some blowouts, but you know what?
A lot of the favorites won, right?
That was
like the big time favorites won, and a lot of people put money on those teams, Chris. So that's where the books, right? The sports books took a bath, correct?
Well, that's exactly right. About one week into year, sometimes two, all the NFL favorites, almost all of them cover, and the betting public buries the bookmakers because the public loves favorites. And the favorites went 7-0 in the morning games, and they went 8-4 for the day. And so what happens there when that situation occurs, it keeps alive all the teasers and money line parlays, because when dogs cover 30% of the time, they actually went out right, which busts up all the teasers and parlays and 3, 4, 5, 6 parlays. And so all those stay alive, so it's like a pebble in a pond with the ripples, and the books get slaughtered. And the biggest swing of the day that really put the books over the top, when the Cowboys not only rallied to beat New England, but they covered the 4-point spread in overtime, 35-29. That dealt an absolute massive blow to the books. And I know for a fact the South Point Station Casinos, the Westgate Superbook, not only had their worst losing day of the season, some of them were multi-million dollar losses.
Wow. All right. What about this week, Baltimore? Why is that the play of the week?
Well, there's a lot of things that point us to Baltimore, and I think far and away Lamar Jackson is going to be your MVP, very deserving. But the long and the short of it is there's several situations here. Now, Cincinnati's got a nice club. They equaled their win total from last year already, but the last 3 meetings versus Baltimore, they've lost by a combined 75 points. Additionally, Baltimore is 8-1 against the spread in their last nine games against their own division. And here's another strong trend for the Ravens. They're playing their third straight home game. And teams who have played their third straight home game in this new situation, they're 10-2 against the spread in the last 15 years. Secondly, here's the trend I'm talking about having to do with the bye week. Baltimore is also heading into a bye week. Teams that are having a divisional game heading into a bye week, and they're a home team, so Baltimore's home, they're playing a divisional opponent against Cincinnati, and they're heading into a bye week, cover 76% of the time. And let's not forget, Baltimore's defense, I believe, is starting to round into shape. They've held their last three opponents to season-low yardage. I think Cincinnati's in real trouble.
That's interesting, Bernie, because I got to be honest, you just convinced me to go with Baltimore. I was thinking about going with Cincinnati, but that was some pretty serious stuff you just said. Now, tell me about Kansas City. We know they haven't covered the spread a lot recently. They're 4.5-point favorites at Tennessee. How do you like that one to shape up?
This is a game I'm staying completely away from. I can tell you 68% of the tickets are on the Titans. As you just said, Chris, Kansas City's a 4.5-point favorite at Tennessee. Now, this is a replay of the 2019 AFC Championship game where the Titans lost, so I think they'd like to pay them back. The Chiefs have only covered three of their last 17 games. They're 27th against the run, and they get to come up against Derrick Henry. Their 31st defense has been so bad, they're allowing 7.1 yards per play. Let me give that some significance. The greatest show on turf, the greatest offense of all time, the 2000 Rams, averaged 7 yards per play. No one has done that in the history of the NFL before or since. Now, you got a situation where the Chiefs are allowing 7.1 yards per play and 32 points a game. They're basically turning everybody they play into the greatest show on turf. Having said that, I do not want to go against Patrick Mahomes, but I do not believe you can lay points on the road with the Chiefs at this point, especially since they've only covered three of their last 17.
What about the pros who are taking the Lions and the, what is it, how many
it's
points?
It's up to 16 points
16
now.
16 points, right.
Yeah, depending
so the
where you
shot. Pros are like, I'm taking 16 points, even though the Lions have been horrible, even though they're the last winless team in the NFL, and even though people are licking their chops thinking Matthew Stafford's going to throw for 9 touchdowns and bury his former team.
Well, you are right. The pros are on the Lions for a couple of reasons. I mean, the pros have a saying, you don't get rich laying points on the road, and you don't get rich laying double digits. There's three big double-digit favorites this weekend, and the Rams are now up to minus 16. But if you look at this, going back to 1980, double-digit road dogs of 14 or more blindly are 43-28. That's 62%.
Wow.
I think you're going to get max effort out of the Lions. It's still the National Football League. This is going to be the Lions Super Bowl. The only Super Bowl they may ever go to. Of course, this may be the only Super Bowl Matt Stafford ever goes to either, but that's a story for a different day. Long and the short of it is this. I think you're going to get max effort out of the Lions. They're going to pull every trick out of the book, and I'm not on this game, full disclosure, but if I was, I would grab the points. Double-digit favorite since 1980, north of 14, cash 62% of the time.
All right, what about, it's a similar game at Arizona, Houston, which is hapless as well. They're 17.5-point underdogs.
I'm going to that one.
Would you recommend
the
same thing, like going with Houston?
Well, that's a really good question because you've got the same situation. 82% of the tickets are on the Cardinals. I do know some pros that have put some money, a little bit of money, on the Cardinals on this one. Because I think there's some issues here with J.J. Watt and DeAndre Hopkins in the locker room. They really want to take it to the Cardinals. That could be a runaway game. So it's a spot play. It's a spot situation. Not all trends are 100%. Again, it's a stay-away game for me. So you're bucking a couple of different trends there.
Another big one is the Bucks, minus 11.5 against the Bears. No Gronk, no Brown. Should people worry about that or no?
Well, you've got a situation here where the Bucs are also compromised in their secondary. But the question is, can Chicago take advantage of that with their passing game? The pros don't think so. More money has come in on the pros on this game than on the public. 80% of the money is on the Buccaneers. We're thinking that Tom Brady, and I'm not involved in this game. I've only bet two games. Tom Brady remembers that was one of his worst losses last year against the Bears. He wants to make amends. It was a mistake-filled night, and it was one of that. It was the situation where he thought it was fourth down, and it really wasn't. So I think Tampa Bay is very motivated here, but I think the Bears' defense is better than people realize. I don't like either side, quite honestly.
All right, Bernie, let's wrap it up with this. What's the most one-sided play of the week?
The most one-sided play right now, guys, is the Patriots. 91% of the money is on the Patriots versus the Jets. The Jets are 0-11 in their last 11 trips to Foxborough, only 2-9 against the spread. The Jets have all kinds of problems on offense. They're not only averaging 13 points per game, they've only scored a total of 13 first-half points this entire season. So they start slow, then they fade. And by the way, the Patriots already beat them 25-9 in week two, and they picked off Zach Wilson four times. Belichick's defense is better than advertised. I think the Jets' offense is pathetic. I don't think they could score in a women's prison with a fistful of 50s. You lay seven and you go to sleep. I think the Patriots bury the Jets.
Now I see why you and Rob get along so well with y'all jokes.
Don't hate Chris because you don't have a comedic bone in your body. You know what I'm saying?
One final game.
I'm sneaky funny.
Yeah, right.
I'm sneaky funny.
One final game
the
involving
– guy on the ICA. What's the one more game, Bernie?
Well, it has to do with the bye week thing that I teased. When you have a situation where a team is heading into – check that. They're coming out of a bye week, but they're going on the road as a road favorite. This is the Atlanta Falcons in this situation. They're -2.5 at Miami, and Miami's off that terrible Jacksonville loss in London. That's a situation where – the favorite covers 80% of the time. So Falcons coming off a bye week, going on the road as a favorite. In that situation, it's an 80%er. The Falcons should handle the Dolphins pretty easily.
Wow. All right. That's our man, Bernie Fratto. Great stuff, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks for the Sugar Hill game.
All right. That's Bernie Fratto straight out of Vegas, Rob. You got to check that out on weekends here at Fox Sports Radio. All right, that's on Saturday night. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Let's make some money. Rob and his shekels. We're going to give you our pigskin pickoff coming up. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
It's my shekel list.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Nice way to end it. DJ Alex Tyshirt, we are the Odd Couple, wrapping up a funky flashback Friday, sending you into an NFL football weekend, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You know how we do it. It's time for the pigskin pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is going to make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their pigskin pickoff.
That's right. It's the pigskin pickoff here on The Odd Couple. And before we get into week 7's picks, let's take a look back on how you guys did.
Yeah, let's take a look back, Ryan.
Let's take a look.
Well, Chris.
Who won last week, Ryan?
Chris, you went 3-2, and Rob, you went 2-3. So.
Who's still leading the season series, Ryan?
The running total is Rob is 17-12-1, and Chris, you're 15-14-1.
Thank you. I'm coming. I told you, Rob. I'm going to walk you down like
Who was that that walked?
I can't remember the dude that walked down. No, DK Metcalf.
Yeah,
wasn't it? I'm going to walk you down like I'm DK Metcalf.
Okay. He finished last, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, boy, I like that beat, baby.
All right, let's go. This is where I demolish Chris and move forward.
First off here, Chiefs at Texans. Chiefs are favored -4.5.
I'm sorry, I misspoke.
Chiefs at Titans. Not
Titans, right,
that,
right,
I felt
right.
like that was a really small line there. Yeah, Chiefs at Titans. Chiefs -4.5.
I'm going to go with Kansas City to win the game. But I don't think they cover. I mean, we heard Bernie Fratto 3 out of the last 17 times. I think Tennessee, you know, I'm picking Tennessee, even though I'm picking them to lose with the points.
I'm going to pick the Chiefs to win, and they'll cover. They'll win by a touchdown. So I got the Chiefs.
All right, and Rob, we'll start with you on this one here. Bengals at Ravens. Ravens favored -6.5.
I'm taking the Ravens. They've just been playing great. What they did to Kansas to the Chargers was very impressive, and Lamar's playing great, and they just seem to be on all cylinders. I love where the Ravens are, how they're playing defensively. They shut down Justin Herbert, and I know the Bengals have had some close even losses when they lost to Green Bay, and they've won some games, and they blew out the Lions, but I don't think they're going to beat Baltimore.
My gut was to go with Cincinnati, but I, like I said, Bernie Fratto with those numbers.
So now you're just taking Bernie Fratto's input, and that's what you're going to do? Is that where you are?
No. I take everything into consideration. So on this one, I'm taking Bernie Fratto's advice, and I'm going with Baltimore.
So when he loses next week, Ryan, and when we come back, he'll be like, well, Bernie Fratto gave me bad information.
Bernie only gives good information, so I think that's fine call there.
We'll see. We will see.
All right, we got Eagles at Raiders here. Raiders favored -3. Chris, we'll start with you.
I'm going with the Raiders on this one.
I'm going with the Raiders only because I just don't believe in the Eagles. I don't feel good about them. I really don't. I don't know where Hurts is going. There's something that just doesn't feel right about that team. And the Raiders played a great game, a really good game, coming off the whole controversy with John Gruden. And maybe it's a us-against-the-world kind of mentality from here on out, as their season was basically, somebody tossed a hand grenade on their season. So maybe they rally around and get back to playing as well as they were playing to start the season. I'm going to go with the Raiders.
All right, we got Lions at Rams. Rams favored -16. Rob, we'll start with you.
I get why people are taking 16 points. The last time I did this, I did it with the Texans, and I was like, the Texans will keep it close, and they'll get a late cover or whatever it was, and then the Texans lost 40-0. I don't think the Lions are going to cover. I think they'll lose by 20-plus points. The Lions are pretty bad, and I don't see it.
Yeah, this is one where I'm going against Bernie Fratto's advice, and I am going with the Rams as well. Look, we all talk about, I'm sure Jared Goff wants to make a nice showing, but you don't think Matthew Stafford does either? I mean, I think he's going to go out there, and he's got all those weapons. They're at home. I think he's going to be hyped, and they are going to put it on the Detroit freaking Lions.
All right, last one here, Chris. We'll start with you. Texans at Cardinals. Cardinals favored -17.5.
Another huge spread, but I am going with Arizona on this one. Houston's just hapless. I mean, it's just as simple as that. And Arizona will put it on you and blow you out. So I'm going with the Cardinals.
Yeah, it's another one. I just can't do it. The Cardinals have been bum rushing, running the score up on everybody. Why in the world would they not do it against the Texans? It's a home game. I'm going to go with the Cardinals. I know it's a lot of points, but I'm going to go with the Cardinals. There you go.
All right, Ryan. Thank you. Thank you, my man.
Of course, thanks, guys.
We appreciate you. We only had one difference, I think. So that means I'll pull within one again of Rob by the time we talk about this again next Friday. All right. It's the Odd Couple signing off. Have a great weekend and keep it right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, Sirius XM 83. For Jason Smith and Mike Harmon, peace!